Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Males. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Males. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Ellerb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ray Kolb. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kolb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severide moves to second. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severide scores. Ellerbe moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0-for-1 in the game. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Ellerbe moves to third. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speaker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Culp bunts towards the mound. Mails fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellerbe moves to second. 1 out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 2 in the game. Shorten hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 0 for 1 in the game. Mails hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. Mails moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Kolb covering, for the out. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0-for-3 in the game. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shorten for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mails hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. McManus moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams bunts towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus scores. Jacobson moves to second. One out. It's 6-1, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacobson scores. Ellerbe moves to second. It's 7-1, Browns. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shorten. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans moves to third. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Browns. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Speaker scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Browns. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Gardner pinch hits for Duster Mails. Joe Evans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Ginger Shinault now catching. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0-for-4 in the game. Shorten takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Shorten moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Sisler bunts towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Shorten moves to third. Gerber moves to second. One out. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shorten scores. Gerber scores. It's 9-5, Browns. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.